door, one side of his house, opens up to the karfif, we look as if that's the entrance the guy uses, and he doesn't go into the mobi, he doesn't ask for the people in the mobi. So Rashi, nichalei beit fei, diika avira tfei mi mobi. I call upon him a karfif, an open park, still has more air than it does an alleyway. V'einai oisra b'nei mobi. We don't look as if the guy has the right to walk through the mobi. He doesn't ask for on the Yidin living in the mobi. They have a right to use their rubich atzeris, even though they didn't rent the right of the guy. So tomorrow, Rab of Rav Yosef the Amr Tavayu, they make chalukim. It depends how big the karfif is, so we say that the guy really likes the karfif or not. Nochri, they sosayim oiser. If let's say the karfif, that park that's opened up on one side of his house, is only a base sosayim. That means 70 yamas by 70 yamas. Like 140 feet by 140 feet. That's not so big. So then the guy doesn't like that space. He would rather go out the other entrance that opens up into the alleyway. So then he asks his on the Yisraelim. Let's say the entrance, there's the other side of the house that opens up into the park. The park is a big park. It's more than a base of Sayim. Then an oyster. Then he doesn't ask around the B'nai Movi, because once it's so wide, if it's wider than 70 by 70 Yamas, then we say it's very airy there, and the guy likes that entrance better than the entrance of the Movi. So therefore, it's if the guy doesn't come through the Movi. So Drashi, Nochri Beis Sayim Oyser, Imho Yoloi Pesach Lekarfif, Beis Sayim. It was only wide, a Beis Sayim, only 70 by 70 Yamas. O Pesach Lemovi, and the other side of his house, the guy's house, opens up into the Movi, Adayin Oyser Abnei Movi. Still, we say the guy would like to go out through the alleyway, and he asks on the Yidin. Why the Avira the Karfif Lenofish? Because it was only 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas, that ear is not so wide, it's not so nice to him. Avlim Yaisim Abbeis Asayim, but once the park is wider than 70 by 70, then we say Nofish Avira with a lot of wide open space there. Then the guy likes that sign, and he won't ask him. That's the Svara by a guy. What about, let's say, a Yisrael? So the Gemara of Yisrael, what about the same case? Yada Yisrael, that he forgot to make a shtufim voice. As everybody else living in this alleyway made like an Arubah Chatzeris together, they made a shtufim voice, they should be allowed to carry out from the house into the Chatzer, into the Movi. One Yisrael forgot to make the Arubah Chatzeris with him. Now this Yisrael, his house, again, one side opens up into the Movi, and the other side, he has an entrance, goes into the Karfif. Now what's the locha? If we're going to say the Yisrael likes to use the karfif, so he's not going to ask for on the B'nai Movi. We don't look as if he goes out through the Movi, he goes out through the karfif, through the park. And therefore he won't ask for on them. So by Yisrael, how big does the park have to be that we say also he's going to rather go out the side of the park because it's nice and airy there, rather than going through the Movi? What size does it have to be by Yisrael? So by Yisrael it's just the opposite. The Yisrael, they saw Sayim Eino Oyser. If it's only as wide as a base of Sayim or less, so it's 70 Amis or less, then we say the Yisrael likes to go out that side. Yoisim Beis Sayim, let's say the park though is wider than a base of Sayim, then Oyser. Then the Yisrael doesn't like to go out through that side. He would rather walk out through the Movi, and then he asks on the other Yisraelim if he didn't make a Rubik Haseris with them. Now what's the Svara? So Trashi, Yisrael. And this Yisrael forgot to make an Arubah Chatzeris with the rest of the people living in the Movi. Now, in Karfif Beis Sayim Hu, Shiroi L'shtamish Boi, by Yisrael, the Loch is like this. If you have a Karfif that's like an open park, and it has Mechitzes around it, it's true it's called Rishus HaYochin. But an open park that's not Hukuf L'dira, if nobody lives there, the Loch is, you can only be metaltal there up until the Beis Sayim. Once the Shetach is wider than the Beis HaSayim, the Mechitzes are wider than 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas, Midirabonon has a Din Karmelis, and you're not allowed to carry there from your house into the Karfif. So mainly the Yisrael on Shabbos doesn't want to go out that way, because if he goes out to the side of the Karfif, he can't carry from his house into the Karfif. The Karfif is the Karmelis, you're not allowed to carry there. So then he would rather walk out into the Movi, which is still the Rosh HaYochid. So in such a case, we say the Yisrael would rather walk out to the side of the Movi, and then he takes asses on the rest of the B'nai Movi. So Drashi, in Karfif Beis HaSayim Hu, Shiroi L'shtamish Boi Eino Oyser, as if the Karfif is only a Beis HaSayim, then he's allowed to carry out from his house to the Karfif, then he doesn't ask for on the B'nai Movi, our B'nai Movi. V'yaf agav l'gabi nokri choshev zutu l'gabi Yisrael nofish, to avishavis lekoit so ma'asoyas yiseiris, v'sagim yohi. Rashi by warning, I by a goy, we said, if the park is only 70 yamas wide, he doesn't like it. The pshat is because the goy on Shabbos does all his business. So the guy has to carry out a lot of things. 70 yamas is not so wide. But a Yisrael on Shabbos doesn't do business. He doesn't carry out that much. What does he want to carry out? A chair or something, a little bit. He doesn't carry out that much on Shabbos. So therefore, by Yisrael, if the outside kafif is only 70 yamas, that's still called the Rishus HaYochid. He's allowed to carry from his house into the Karfet. He's nicha to go out that way. And we look as if the Yisroels will go out through the Karfet, and he won't ask her on the B'nai Mofi. Mashenkin, once the Karfet is wider than a Beis HaSayim, now with the Rabbanan has a Din Karmelis, that you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the Karmelis. So then the Yisroel is not nicha to go out that way, because he can't carry there. Then we say, which way does he want to go out better? Through the Mofi. If he goes out through the Mavi, it's considered like he's living in the Mavi, and since he didn't make it, Rebu Dechateres with the B'nai Mavi, he taka asses on the people in the B'nai Mavi. So the Gemara, Boi minei rovo bachak loi meirafuna, posuach lekarfeif mal. Now, he didn't hear the shalom before, the same shalom. What about case of a goy, let's say, where it's opening up into a karfeif, and the other entrance is into the Mavi? So which side do we say the goy or the Yisrael, both shalos could be, which side does he go out by? Does he go out through the Mavi that he's going to ask around the people living in the Mavi? Or do we say no, since there's a park there, he goes out through the side of the park? Omalei, he answered back, we already learned this halachon, that Beis HaSayim Oyser, by a goy, if it's only a Beis HaSayim in the park, then the goy is not nicho with that. That's not wide enough, it's not airy enough, so he'd rather go out through the Mavi. Yoyser me Beis HaSayim, but once the entrance to the park, is the park wider than the Beis HaSayim, then ain't oyser. Then we say the goy would rather go out through the park, it's more area there, and he doesn't go through the Mavi, he doesn't ask for the B'nai Mavi. So look, we learned before, that's the same halacha. Omar Ula, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Karfeif Yoyser mi Beis HaSayim, Shaloi Hukof Lebira. So I'm telling you a fact now. If you have a Karfeif, that's a park, that's more than a Beis HaSayim, it's wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, even though there are mechitzas around it, but the mechitzas were not made for the purpose of living inside the mechitzas. Nobody lives there. It's like a park. You just go there to play there, to sit down there. But nobody lives there. Is afilu kurav, afilu kurayim. No matter how wide those mechitzas are, even though they're tremendously wide, you should know. Midiraisa avad, it's still called Rishus HaYochid Midiraisa. Because since the Maisa, you have four mechitzas all around this park, it's called the Rishus HaYochid, no matter how wide they are. So the Mela has Zerik L'Toychoy Chayiv. If somebody standing in a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos throws something that lands inside this carpet, even though it's very, very wide, still Yechayiv Midiraisa. My time, what's the Svara? Mechitzahi. The Emerson, it is called the Mechitza. So Midiraisa, whenever you have four Mechitzas around you, it's called the Rishus HaYochid, no matter how wide it is. Ela Shemechoseres Durin. No Midirabonin, it's a Svara that since nobody lives in these Mechitzas, so once the mechitzas are wider than 70 yamas or 70 yamas, midirabbonin, they made it into a karmelis. That midirabbonin, you're not allowed to carry there more than dalad amis, because since nobody lives there, and it's so wide, more than 70 yamas, it looks like a Rishus HaRabim. So gzeirah also, you shouldn't come to carry out Rishus HaRabim, midirabbonin, you're not allowed to carry in such a park. But that's only a midirabbonin dika iser. But avada midirais, it's called Rishus HaYochid, and if somebody throws from Rishus HaRabim into this park, he's chayiv on Shabbos. Even though midirabbonin, they said that a park that's wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas is a din karmelis, that you're only allowed to carry inside a dalad amas like Rishus HaRabim, of the midirais of Rishus HaYochid Gemurhi. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is telling us now, that avad in midirais, it's still called the Rishus HaYochid. Yeah, why? The mechitza he? Because it has four mechitzas. Ela shemechaseres yurim. Just that nobody is living there. Umeshavachri asked the rabbonin to tulin. Therefore, the rabbonin said you shouldn't carry inside a park because it looks like Rishus HaRabim since nobody lives there. So once it's wider than 70 yamas or 70 yamas, you're not allowed to carry there with the rabbonin. But midi yirais out Rabbi Yechanan avad is called Rishus HaYochid. For the Gemara kasha, Mosi Rav Huna Bachinina. Rav Huna Bachinina has a kasha. In the middle of the ocean, you have a rock, like a small a rock is sticking up in the middle of the ocean. The rock comes up 10 tefachim high.
for Reichiv Arbor, and it's 4 by 4 tzvachim wide, is Alochit, it's called Rishus HaYochid. Anything that's 10 tzvachim high, which has a width that's 4 by 4, is called Rishus HaYochid. Is Alochom, Ein Metaltlin, Loi Min Toichoy Liyam. You can't carry, throw something that's on the stone, since that's Rishus HaYochid. You can't throw it into the ocean, because the ocean has it in Karmelis Midrabonim. Even though Midiraisa it's nothing, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, should be like a Lokom Ptur Midiraisa, but Midirabonim, though, it has it in Karmelis. And you're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid into a Karmelis. Who are then V'loy Min HaYam LaToichon. You can't carry from the ocean in onto the Selah. Because the ocean is a Karmelis. You can't carry something, put it down on top of the stone, that's a Rishus HaYochid. What about Pochus Mikan? Let's say if the stone is not a 10 tefachim high. It's less than 10 tefachim high. Then metaltlim. Then you could be metaltlim. Rashi learns, Pochus Mikan, she'ena gevoya asora. It's not 10 tefachim high, this stone. Memela karmelisi. You should know then it has the same din like a karmelis. Kiyam. O metaltlim izel izeh techta odamis. So then you are allowed to carry from the ocean on top of the stone, providing you're not carrying more than daldamis. Because then the stone is like a karmelis, part of the yam. So pochus mikan, if the stone is not 10 tefachim high, it's less than 10 tefachim high, then it's like part of the karmelis, is metaltlin. Now, the Braisa says, ad kama, to how big could the stone be? Ad beis asayim, until a beis asayim. So drashi ad kama yeruch of sela, till how wide could the stone still be? We'll soon see on which case is going that it has the same halachis. Is ad beis asayim, only till 70 yamis by 70 yamis. But once the stone is like a small island already, it's more than 70 by 70 yamis, you don't... It's more high. On which case is it going on? If it's going on, the Sefer, that what? The Sefer said that it has it, if it's not 10 tefachim high, then it's called part of the karmelis, right? That the stone and the ocean is the same karmelis, so you only allowed to carry daldamis. It's very, very schwer. What are you telling me now? Beis Asayim. Tzveiloi. You're saying you can only carry from the ocean onto the stone, only if the stone is only a Beis Asayim. But once the stone is wider than a Beis Asayim, it's Osir. The Kasha, why? Well, Mikamlus, the Kamlus, Kamatautalo. Once the stone is not 10 Tzvachim high, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's only a Kamlus. See, the luck of the Kamlus is, you can't carry more than Daldamis. So what do I care how wide the stone is? No matter how wide it is, it's not more than a karmelis. And on a karmelis, you can only carry daldamis. So you pick up something from the ocean, you're allowed to pick it up in the ocean and put it down on the stone only within daldamis. What do I care how wide the stone is? It doesn't change it in. El alava ratio. Sure, it has to be going back to the ratio. Now the ratio was what? If the stone is 10 tefachim high, then the stone becomes Rishus HaYochid. So then we said it's also to carry from the ocean onto the stone. V'hochikom, this is what the Brice means to say now. If you have this stone in the middle of the ocean, it's taka 10 tefachim high, v'rochiv dalet, and it's dalet tefachim by dalet tefachim, that's called Rishus HaYochid. You can't carry something from the stone into the ocean. You can't pick up something from the ocean, put it on the stone. Because the stone is Rishus HaYochid, and the ocean is a karmelis, and you can't carry from one to the other. The Yad Kama, but until Vayis says how wide is the stone that is still considered Rishus HaYochid, Ad Beis Asayim. Mashma only if it's only 70 yamis by 70 yamis. That's when it's still called Rishus HaYochid. Mashma Yesemi Beis Asayim, once this stone is wider than 70 yamis by 70 yamis, even though it's 10 tefachim high, is metaltlin. Then you are allowed to carry from the ocean into the stone. Is the question why? Since the stone, now you're telling according to Rabbi Yochanan, no matter how wide a karpf is, in Midirais it's called Rishus HaYochid. Lamaisa, this stone has a shame for mechitzes. Since it's yud tefachim off the ground, on all the sides it's called mechitzes. So what do I care if it's wider than a Beis Asayim? It should still be called Rishus HaYochid. So it should be also to carry from the ocean onto the stone. So here it's mashma, no, that once the Rishus HaYochid becomes wider than 70 yamis or 70 yamis, if it's not hukuf l'diram, it's not a Rishus HaYochid anymore. Midiraisa, it's not a Rishus HaYochid anymore. That's why then you are allowed to carry from the ocean to the stone. So the chorat kashan of Yochanan. So it's ma'arma alma karmelisi. So you also the Rabbi Yochanan. Chor, you see here, once the Rishus is wider than 70 yamis or 70 yamis, more than the base of Sion, it's considered a karmelis. And you're allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone. Or my rovo, nay, man the loyoda terutzi masnisa tiyufta, moistablay. Whoever doesn't know how to answer, maybe he asks the kasha. Look at Yechin. Because you don't know the answer, that's why you're asking this question. But really, it's a posher teretz. I'll tell you, Le'olam HaReisha. Really, that's what we say. If it's more than a basis sign, you don't have the din, it's not going on a reisha. V'ochi koma, this is what the reisha means. We're saying that you're not allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone. That you can't do. But mashmon, the stone itself, you are allowed to be metaltal, because the stone is reshus yochid. Now, the yad kama, how wide could the stone be that you're still allowed to carry on the stone itself? Ad beis asayin. Only if it's up to the width of the beis asayin. But once the stone becomes wider than the beis asayin, now with the rabbon, it's called the karmelis, and on the stone itself, you can't carry more than daladamis. So now there's no steer to Rabbi Yechin. Avada, from the ocean to the stone, you're not allowed to carry, because that's from a karmelis to reshus yochid. Just the stone itself you can carry as wide as it is, because it's a reshus yochid. But that's only up until a base of sayim. More than a base of sayim is a karmelis and it's also. Ravashi, Yom Ravashi gives another teretz. Liyerlam Aresha. Our attack is going on the Resha. And the deek of the Resha was that says you're not allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone. And it'll make you a deek, Taka. Taka, you were right. That when can't you carry from the ocean onto the stone? Only if the stone is up until the base of Sayin. But once the stone, that it's like a small island already, it's come out more than 70 yams or 70 yamis, now if you have something floating in the ocean, you're allowed to pick it up, and then you are allowed to put it on top of the island, on top of the cellar. I, the kasher is, it's a reshus yochid, why is it mutter? So the moral, the early maresha hain. No, hain omru, the hain omru. They're both from the rabbonins, and the rabbonins said this, these halochis. There is Haim Omru, Kaf of Yosef Beis Asayim, Shlehuk of Adiro, Ein Metatlim Boy, Elo Bada Adamis. The Rabbanim was the one that made up, if you have this park, or anything that has Mechitzis, even though it's wider than the Beis Asayim, so saying with the rights it is a Rishus HaYochid, the Rabbanim said, though, no, since nobody lives there, it looks like Rishus HaRabim, we gave her a Din Karmelis. But that's only with the Rabbanim, Lashon Haim Omru. The Rabbanim said, this cellar, this stone now, since it's wider than the Beis Asayim, gets a Din Karmelis. Now the Hain Omru, the Rabbonim are also the ones that said, Ein Metaltle Mishus Yoch of the Karmelis. The Chlal, now let's say we say now Midiraisa, true, this stone is the Mishus Yoch of Midiraisa. Because Midiraisa, the stone has Mechitzes all around it, no matter how wide it is. But what's the Issa from carrying from the ocean, which is a Karmelis, onto the stone? Midiraisa, it's Mutter. Midiraisa, it's only Yoch to carry from Mishus Yoch to Mishus Rabin. Now the ocean is not a Mishus HaRabim and not a Mishus HaYochid. Midiraisa, you are allowed to carry from the ocean into the Mishus HaYochid. It's only Midirabonin gave her a Din Karmelis. Karmelis means Lashon Karas, it's like lukewarm. It's not a Mishus HaYochid, it's not a Mishus HaRabim. So it's only Midirabonin that you're not allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone. Memela, the Rabbonin said a sort like this. If the stone is only a base of Sayim wide, that then you are allowed to carry on the stone itself, so then it looks like a real Rishus HaYochid, then you're not allowed to carry something from the ocean onto the stone. So then we say, Loi min hayam matoichod. Loi matoichod liyam. Then you're not allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone, or from the stone onto the ocean. My timer, Rishus HaYochid gemurihi. Because this stone is a real Rishus HaYochid, even mid rabbonim. Because you're allowed to carry on the stone. Since the stone is not wider than the base of Sayim, you're allowed to carry whatever you want on it, and as far as you want on it. So that's called the real Rishus HaYochid. Then the Rabbanan said he can't carry from this Karmelis onto the Rishus HaYochid. Ma'ashen ken yes, the base of Sayim. Let's say the stone now is wider than the base of Sayim. The also tetule the kule. Now on the stone itself, you're not allowed to carry more than daladamis. Because since the stone is wider than the base of Sayim, the Rabbanan gave it in Karmelis. Now, midrabbonin, you're not allowed to carry now more than daladamis on the stone. Is v'meila shari rabbonin l'tetulei mitoichu liyam or minayam mitoichoi. The rabbonin now were mekul and didn't put their ister to carry from a karmelis into such a reshus hayochid. Hey, such a reshus hayochid that you don't have a right to carry in it more than daladamis, since it itself looks like a karmelis. So the rabbonin never put their ister not to carry from a karmelis into such a reshus hayochid. That's the Teref HaNechlaim, it's true. If the stone is more than base of Sayim, you're allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone. Even though really the stone is a Rishus HaYochid, the Teref says, Midiraisa, there's no Isser. It's only Yosim Midirabonin. The Rabbonin never asked you to carry from a Karmelis, the ocean, onto such a Rishus HaYochid that looks like a Karmelis. For the Gemara, my time, what's the Svara? Val Dilma Amri Rishus HaYochid Gemurhi. Pumfakev. The Rabbanim Badavka had authority to be makol that you are allowed to carry from the ocean, the Karmelis, onto the stone, that people should not think this stone is the real Rishus HaYochid. Whereas they don't want you to think the stone is the Rishus HaYochid. If they'll think it's the real Rishus HaYochid, they'll come to carry throughout the whole stone. And since the stone is more than a base of Sayim, the Rabbanim don't want you to carry on top of the stone. So therefore, the Rabbanim will makol in their other takana, that even though the Yam is a Karmelis, and really you can't carry from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaYochid, this type of a Karmelis, the Rabbanim will make you allowed to carry from the Yam onto the stone, that people should not come to carry on the stone itself. Like, people will see this stone is not a real Rishus HaYochid. Because if it was a real Rishus HaYochid, how could I carry from the ocean onto the stone? Elamai, the stone is not a real Rishus HaYochid. That, therefore, I won't carry on the stone itself, but the Rabbanim will make you allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone. For the Gemara, though, I'll call upon him, Omai Shana Toicho Ishchiach, Mi Toicho Liyam, Omai Yalma Toicho, Omai Shana. For the Gemara, good, what's the difference? Which there is you making, though? But once you say, though, you're allowed to carry from the Karmelis onto the cellar, people will think, Fakert, it's not a Rishus HaYochid at all, it's only a Karmelis, people will think. So why aren't you afraid of that? The Gemara Teretz says, that's not Shchiach. So the Gemara, Toicho Ishchiach, has to come to carry on top of the stone itself. That's the Shchiyah Tigazach. The Moshe, it's a small island. People rest on the island. When you're on the island, you want to carry on Shabbos from one part to the other part. So it's more important that the Rabbanim should tell us, you're not allowed to carry on the island, since it's more than a base of Sayim, rather than answering us not to carry from the Yam, from the ocean, onto the island. Because that's not Shchiyah. Most times you don't carry something floating on the water onto the island. Usually something on the island itself you want to carry now from one part to another part. Therefore, the Rabbanim wanted more that you should know that the stone itself is only a Karmelis, that they don't want to carry on the stone itself, because that's the Shchiyah Digazach to carry on the stone itself. So therefore, they will mock you to carry from the ocean onto the stone, because that people should think the stone is not a Rishus HaYochid. They should think the stone is only a Karmelis. That's why I'm allowed to carry from the ocean, which is a Karmelis, onto another Karmelis. So that's the Rabbanim's coolness. But that's the lokataka, though, the Karmelis, a karfif, or here the seller, if it's more than a base of Sayim, midirait, that is the Rishus HaYochid, just midirabonin, though, you can't be metautla. Has it been Karmelis midirabonin? So the Gemara, Hahu Yenuka di Ishtape Chamimi. There was a kid that was pushed the eighth day, came out on Shabbos, was supposed to make his milah. Halacha is, at least in times of the Gemara, it was a sakona to make a milah unless you had hot water. Right after the milah, you had to wash the kid with hot water. Now, it's also to cook up hot water on Shabbos. So what they did was, they used to cook up the hot water before Shabbos, and, you know, save it, and they'll make the milah on Shabbos morning, and they use this hot water. Now, what's going to be if the hot water spilled out Friday night? You have no more hot water. So halacha is, then in such a case, you're not supposed to make the milah on Shabbos. Because before you make the milah, do you have water now? After, no, you don't have it. You're not allowed to cook up the water now to cover the milah. Therefore, we say don't make the milah. Enoch Nami, if you would make the milah on Shabbos morning, then the kid would be in the Mokum Sechonis Tafoshes. Then it would be motivated to heat up the water to serve the kid. But before you make the milah, since you don't have the water, you're not allowed to make the milah now. The dinner is supposed to be pushed off the milah until tomorrow. Zman Hazeth, that's on the Gaya. We don't need hot water with Zman Hazeth anymore. But at times of Gemara, though, the hot water was a sakana if the kid didn't use it. So here the case was the hot water spilled out, let's say, Friday night. So in this chotzer, there was no more hot water. So Omar Lahu Rabbi said, Naitzilei chamimi migoy beisoy. You know what? In my house, the kid lived in the other house there. So he heard that in their house, all the water spilled out, there's no more hot water left. So Rabbi said, good, come to my house and take the hot water from my house. I'll give you hot water to make the meal tomorrow with. But you should know, we didn't make an Erev Chatzeres. You can't carry out from your house to my house. There's no Erev here. Good, you didn't make an Erev Chatzeres. But Mestama, the B'nai Movet, everybody living in the same alleyway, Mestama, they made one big Shtufei Mavoyis. That we'll see that lochas later, that if you make a Shtufei Mavoyis, even if you didn't make an Erev Chatzeres, still it's Mutzim. Shtufei Mavoyis means, like you have like five Chatzeres, opening up into one alleyway, like any side street here, all the houses open up into a side street, so you can make a stufa mevoyis. So he said, Mestoma, they made a stufa mevoyis here, so I'm allowed to carry out the hot water from my house to his house. Omale no, holei shtafinun. We didn't make it either. Later, the Gemara asked the question, how come you didn't do it? Like the Chur, they should have made it. Rakol, part of the Meister was, they didn't make anything here. So it's also now for Rabba to carry the water from his house to the other person's house where they want to make the milah. If the AC said is, let's call a guy here now. And lay, let the guy come and carry the water from my house into the other person's house. So we'll soon see serious here. Poshtet is the svar white smutim, because to tell a guy to do something is only issim of the rabbonin, and a mitzvah milah is a mitzvah, so they want guys to shuf the makim milah, the makim mitzvah. The halacha, this is only where you're telling the guy to do an issim of the rabbonin. Like here, you're not telling the guy to cook up the hot water. Rabba had hot water in his house. It was only a question how to carry it from his house to the other person's house, which is only yosim with the rabbanim, because it's in the same movie, they just didn't make an eruv chaseris. So you're telling the guy to do an issim with the rabbanim. That's called the shvus to shvus. It's like two isur with the rabbanim. To tell the guy to do a malacha for you, b'chal is only with the rabbanim. And you're only telling the guy to do an issim with the rabbanim, then we'll make a b'mokim mitzvah. So that was the eitzah. You can tell the guy, come and carry the hot water from my house to his house, and then tomorrow morning we'll make the milah. Omer Abaya, Abaya said, really, I want to ask you a kasha. I have a theory of what you're talking right now. Rabbi Yosef did not let Abaya ask the kasha. The Yomer Rabbi Yosef Omer Rav Kana, ki avina by Rabbi Yehuda, when I was by Rabbi Yehuda, heavy omalon, he said like this, if somebody is about to do an issa d'oraisa, and he thinks it's mutter, and you have a kasha and you're saying it's osur, you'll have to stop him. Tell him, that's see, you may be doing an issa d'oraisa, don't do it. In my swinim, you have to be as kashis. For how the Rav Dina Maitzim, that after we find out the terutzim, and we get a klar of stock for the smutim, then we'll first do it. Mashenkin with the Rabbonin. Anytime you have a sofik, if you're doing an issim with the Rabbonin or not, and you hold it smutim, you should know, Rav Dina Maitzim, let the person do it. He holds a smutim. So even if it's also it's only an issim with the Rabbonin, and the chur lies like a sofik in the Rabbonin, you could go lukula. So before you know the psak is osir, you're allowed to do it. And then after the person did the ma'isa, then later will clear was it mutter or not. That was the ma'isa here. So the kitzur, Rabba let the guy come and take the water from his house and carry it to the next chotzer, to the other people. Labasar achi, after the meal took place, then they let Abaya talk. My boy is li'ais v'lamar. Abaya, what kind of kasha do you have on this? Omalei, Abaya said like this, Netanya, we learned like this. Hazor shmus. To do azor, that's only an issim of the rabbonin. So, Rashi, the bottom Rashi, azor al hatomei ein asur b'shabes elu mishum shvus. If somebody is tomei, he was tomei meis, it can only become tor if they spritz from the mei from the mei chatis, from the por aduma. You put the ashes into the water, and the kohen sprays on this tomei the yom shlishi and yom shishi, then he becomes tor. So you have to make azor. Now here's the gate to korban pesach. The guy is tomei. Friday is Erev Pesach, a Shabbos is Erev Pesach, and he wants to become Torah now. We say, no, you can't make a Zohar, you can't spritz the Mechatas on him on Shabbos, even though it's only Nisim the Rabbonim. Hazor Shvus. Now, the Amir Lenachri Shvus. To tell a guy to do a Melacha for you on Shabbos is also awesome the Rabbonim. So, Bayez Kash was like this. Ma Hazor Shvus. V'yei Nadoich as a Shabbos.